KA5WLO mobile.
NZOTR,
KA5WLO. Good evening, Tom. Just leaving downtown doing some work at downtown cemetery with the SCV camp.
Working on a cemetery with who, Leroy?
The SCV camp, Sons of Confederate Veterans. We got a camp project we're working on.
That's nice. You know, one of the neatest things I ever went through down here was before we ever moved here, and my daughter, she took us to a Confederate museum, and it was no more than a house, but it was in downtown Greenville, and I don't even know if it still exists anymore, but I'd kind of like to go back through it again.
It does. It's on Boyce Avenue. It does exist, and that's actually part of our camp's museum. Camp 36.
Amazed at what they had, and there was a gentleman in there, it was in his 90s, and there was a big mahogany looking table there, and I went in there and there's books and books and books, and he started explaining to me about different things that I never dreamed of, that you never hear about. You know, why the war was and all of that stuff, and it was very, very interesting. It really was. One of the most fascinating things was they had a rifle there, and that rifle was good for, gosh, Leroy, I can't remember exactly, but it was unbelievable, the range on it. It was under glass, you know, it was protected.
Yeah, that's the one you're talking about is probably good for a range of about 800 yards.
No, I was even thinking further than that, but even so, that is. Did you ever try shooting that far? I've shot 1,000 yards, but one time at the Navy rifle range, but the targets wasn't as big as the side of a building, I guess you might say. They were great, big, huge bullseyes. Hold up a stick and show you where you hit, but good Lord, I'm a pretty good shot, but I never ever shot at ranges like that, and most of the rifles, you know, it was the Navy, it wasn't like being in the Army or the Marine Corps where it was that important, but I think they were pretty well shot out.
Yeah, in the Navy, if you're having to go to rifle fire, you probably got some issues going on with your other stuff by that time anyway. So, but yeah, they did have some impressive systems there at that museum. It's supposed to be one of the largest collections in the Southeast at this time.
Gosh, Leroy, I wish I could... what did you say the name of that street was? I'll write it down.
Avenue, B-O-Y-C-E. It's almost directly across from the law enforcement center coming in off of 385.
My daughter took us to it. Whenever somebody else is driving, I never pay any attention exactly. But I knew it was in a residential neighborhood, but they have some really great things there. And I was amazed at what some of the things like a duty belt with a cartridge in it was worth and this and that. But... I like history, all kinds of history, and brother, it really has it. Well, I'm just sitting here drinking a cup of coffee and eating a little old oldies cookie and just finished eating supper. And I just now finished downloading new maps into my GPS system for the car. I just updated them. It's got a built-in GPS, but... You know, it's a 2011, and the maps aren't exactly accurate, and they always wanted $189 for a CD to put in it, and that wasn't going to happen when you could just buy a GPS, and now I can use my phone if I want to. But I like that bigger screen on the Garmin, so I keep it updated. It's free.
Yeah, they wanted something like that from a wife's car, and... Like, we don't really need that because both of us have smartphones and you pull pull the GPS off of there, and with her car, you can at least take and plug into the car by the phone, and you can pull up onto the screen on the car. So that's a pretty good size, I don't know, 6-inch or 8-inch screen on the car. So that's big enough for what we need anyways.
K85WLM. Yeah, Leroy. You know, I was amazed. My neighbor just bought a new GMC, a 2022 Sierra. And that screen in that thing is huge. I don't know what size it is. Got to be 12 inches or better. And he can get internet on that and the whole nine yards. I just changed over to Spectrum and got a better deal. And I've never had unlimited because I don't use that much data. I don't watch movies or anything like that on there. But now I got unlimited, and so I never did know how much data Waze would use, so I never used it. But I don't like it near as well as I do the Garmin. And most people like the Waze better. It's more informative, but I got a pretty small phone. I got a i12, I think they call it, mini. And the screen ain't all that big. And I like the Garmin because you're looking straight forward and you don't take your eyes off the road to see it, if you know what I mean.
I understand that. I use Waze myself, but I travel out of state. About every day I'm somewhere out of state or lower part of the state, somewhere driving for AutoZone, so... But it comes in handy with real-time updates on wrecks and stuff, and it'll automatically start rerouting you if the traffic gets too heavy ahead. It'll see if it can find a little bit better way or quicker way to route you around. But Waze comes in handy. Any of them comes in handy, but I'm sure that you remember like I do that there was days we never had that type of technology, and we were either relying on maps or dead reckoning.
Yeah, I think I still got one of those books with all the maps in. I was trying to think of the name of it. You caught me off guard. I was disconnecting this GPS. I'm going to update the one out of the truck, too, while I got it out. But, that's the way you had to do it. There wasn't any inertial navigation or anything like that. Hi. But it's a good thing. It really is. Yeah, even though at times it'll make mistakes, but it's very seldom and very few. I see those cars every now and then. I saw one just the other day. It was a Google Maps car with that little ball up on top of it, you know. And I just don't know how. They even got a lot of the parking lots that are mapped, you know, and you can see everything.
They use a whole lot of different technology there. I think they've been in the area here for a few weeks. I saw a Google Map car somewhere on Winhampton the other day coming down towards Greenville. But, it's amazing on how accurate they can get that. I'm sure they're obviously using GPS of some type to upload as they're driving. So, but I don't know. It's interesting how they do that nowadays. KA5WLM mobile.
Well, it looks gloomy out there, but you know that front that's coming in, Leroy, is clear way back over in Mississippi. And now they're cutting down their estimates and saying we're only going to get about 2/10 of an inch. And that just sucks because we're in an extreme drought now, they said, on the weather tonight.
It'll kind of suck for us, but I guess the trick-or-treaters will enjoy not having to be out in the rain as much. So I guess there's a plus for somebody there.
It's for the little kids. I never did pay much attention to it, but our grandkids and son-in-law and daughter, they they really go in for it. And I just never did. And where we're at out here in the country, we just don't get any trick-or-treaters unless it's the little kids from across the street. And a lot of candy, you know, because we don't eat it and can't give it all to one kid. But Bernice always manages to have something baked or something here for them. And she baked coconut cream pie for my neighbor last night, and she baked a pumpkin pie for us. Oh, was that delicious pumpkin pie. My neighbor, his mom used to make him coconut cream pie, and his wife doesn't cook, so Bernice makes him one every now and then, and he was nice enough to bring us over some catfish fillets last week, and so she made him a nice coconut cream pie. He hides that in the icebox so the rest of the family can't find it, and he eats it all. I'm ashamed of him.
I have to come over and trick or treat at your house if that's what she's in and out. That sounds pretty good. So no, we don't have any trick or treaters around our place either. But we'll be going up to our church tomorrow. They're doing a trunk or treat up there. So, but yeah, our neighborhood's mainly older adults with no children. And well, I think we do have like two kids in the neighborhood, but they're not really of age or really getting to trick or treating yet. But the for the most part, we haven't had any in our neighborhoods for a while.
Did you get back where we lived in Kansas? It got to be where there were some crumbs out there that were driving around and stealing from the little kids and stuff like that in different neighborhoods. There were some of them come by our house many years ago. And I walked out there, and I had a portable police scanner on my side. They didn't know it. They thought it was a radio, and I seen them with kids. And I held that up, and I said, I can have a cop here in just about 4 to 5 minutes. And I said, I got your tag number. And I said, now I'm going to give you two choices. You know, you don't bother those kids, and you get out of this neighborhood immediately, or I'm going to turn it in to the police. You know, they left, and we didn't have no more problem with that.
The good bluff works. Anyways, I better get off here. I'm about ready to pull into the street and let you go here. It's our anniversary, so I got to be home early tonight for our anniversary. It's our 28th wedding anniversary here. And then my wife's birthday will be on Halloween Day, so we're going to be celebrating anniversary and then a birthday here just soon. Anyways, thanks for the ride-along, sir. I will let you go, and we will catch you later on down the log. N0TR, K5WLL, 73, clear on your final.
Okay, Leroy. Well, congratulations, and tell your wife that, too. And we're the exception rather than the rule. 28 years, that's awesome. We're 54 years, going to be 55 years in March, so hope we make it. And have a good time, Leroy, and happy birthday to your wife. K5WLL, N0TR, clear.
73.